Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
P&E.
What's P&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Oh, it is a Friday on B&E, a Bud Light Football Friday, and boy, do we have football on the brain, but also a major motion picture making a debut tonight here in Austin, Texas, we want to tell you about, and it's great friends that have brought it to life. We'll do that. So very special guests here quickly after the headlines. Also, bottom of the hour, Lee Sterling makes picks from ParamountSports.com. The big games of the weekend, including the Longhorns and Cowboys. Plus, before the end of the hour, you'll get your salacious gossip and your time to shine on the Blitz. But we'll get to our very special in-studio guests here shortly. Do you want to thank Joel Klatt for his time this morning? That was tremendous from Fox. But let's get you caught up on the news of the morning. Then some folks from Hollywood are in the house this morning. Let's get the news, though. Top Gun Lawn Equipment Rentals bring you the news. Let's run it down. What a game last night. It was tough and tight as expected. Dodgers and Giants, Game 5, the decisive Game 5 of the NLDS. And it was Cody Bellinger lacing a tie-breaking single in the ninth inning to bring across the tie-breaking run, obviously. Max Scherzer then came out of the Dodgers bullpen for his first career save. Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1. They move on to face the Atlanta Braves in the NLCS. Game 1 of the ALCS is tonight with the Astros hosting the Boston Red Sox. Games 1 and 2 are in Houston. Astros got terrible news yesterday with word that staff ace Lance McCullers is not going to pitch in this series and may not be able to go in the postseason, suffering from some right arm forearm tightness coming off of that start on Tuesday in Chicago in the closeout game over the White Sox. Left-hander Framber Valdez will move to the top of the Houston rotation starting tonight in that game. Texas football, 26 hours and change now to the Longhorns' first game at DKR in 3 weeks. They'll host the 12th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys. Last night, head coach Steve Sarkisian and quarterbacks coach A.J. Milwee were in New Orleans. Now on the sidelines at the high school game of one Arch Manning. He is the nation's number one overall prospect in 2023. He's the nephew, of course, of Peyton and Eli Manning. They were there. They'll be back for the game tomorrow. Also, the 6'4", 220-pounder Manning will be at the game tomorrow as part of a big recruiting weekend for the Longhorns. That game kicks at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Gregory Jim last night, top-ranked Texas volleyball, dominated TCU. Straight sets wins are 14-0 on the year. And in the NFL, Week 6 opened last night in Philadelphia. Tom Brady, 2 touchdown passes. Leonard Fournette ran for 2 as the Buccaneers beat the Eagles 28-22.
Horn headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. Football's back. Come do your end zone dance after you buy or rent the equipment you need and win a bottle of 1942 Don Julio or Blanton's Whiskey. TopGun.net will shoot you straight.
All right, Buck, I don't want to date ourselves. I'm trying to remember what years it was when our next guest, and it was a fixture or feature on our show once a week. She was the CBS sports anchor. And CBS News anchor, right? Allison Smith is in the house with us this morning. Allison, how are you?
I'm all righty. It's so good to see you and Bucky. I got to tell you, when you said major motion picture, I got goosebumps. All goosebumped and super choked up. So sorry about that.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, well, this is where your career was headed, like from the get-go. When you were here. So,
well, you were at CBS, and Bucky would go on in the Sunday mornings.
The two-minute warning, I think it was.
That's
two
right.
Two-minute
yeah.
warning, talking sports, and then I would fill in when the Buck couldn't make it. And then you would come on our show and talk sports, and people would yell at us, hey, who's this lady on the radio? but it's great that you no longer are in TV news. You're now making movies.
Yeah, it's crazy. We live in Hollywood now, and we're making movies, and we've got a big premiere tonight. But I got to tell you, I still have that broadcasting gene in me, and I come in here, and it feels like home to me. It feels so good.
Yeah, yeah. She demanded the best headset in here, folks. I just want you to know, it wasn't like, well, this one won't work. It's like, no, that's the best one. I want that one. I can understand that. You deserve that. It is so good to see you.
Thank
you're still
you, sir,
so
for
lovely
your
and wonderful. I mean, we had such a good time. You kind of kept me going in this business. People don't understand. When we were doing that Sunday morning thing, I was always thinking, you know what, eventually I'm going to go back to coach. But I had so much fun on a Sunday morning doing the broadcast with you, talking sports.
It wasn't like it was
20 minutes, but it was fun. It was an awful lot of fun, and it's good to see you.
It was something special. And I got to tell you, this our movie is called Hard Luck Love Song, and it's based on a song called Just Like Old Times. And I feel like this is just like old times,
yeah,
man. It feels so great.
Well, it's great
Except
to see
I'm
you.
Except I'm much older than you two.
Well, so I'm assuming while you're doing the TV thing, you meet this fella across
yes,
from me.
That's
Justin,
right.
Justin Corsby is here as well. He is your husband, and he is the director of the film Hard Luck Love Song, which debuts tonight and premieres tonight out at the Arboretum, which I want to get some details on. But Justin, you are a proud Austinite, and like Isaiah Collier, you're a Bowie Bulldog.
That's right. Bowie Bulldog's out in full force this morning.
Woo, woo. So this is cool. So you Allison kind of teased it and hinted at it, but you took a classic song and used it as the epicenter for making this movie.
Yeah. You know, I grew up here in Austin, born and raised in a house over in Clarksville, back when Clarksville was a funky, kind of weird neighborhood
yeah.
with a lot of artists and musicians. I think Towns Van Zandt was living in a trailer. House a couple blocks from where I was born around the same time. And I kind of grew up in and around the music scene here in Austin. And this movie is based on a song by the great singer-songwriter Todd Snyder, who's just an incredible storyteller, incredible singer-songwriter. And this movie is kind of a love letter to Americana and roots music. And we had a lot of fun putting it together.
Hard Luck Love Song is the film, and it's based on that Todd Snyder song. Tell us about the just don't give anything away, but the cast. I heard you talking with Chad and Trey yesterday. Came together, and it's a kind of a small cast, but a pretty dynamic one. What's the when people go see this movie, what are they going to see?
Yeah, no, feel very fortunate to have such an incredibly strong cast on a small movie like this. The lead character, Jesse, is played by Michael Dorman. He's a Kiwi New Zealander who kind of came up through Australia but now lives in the United States. And he kind of blew up on the scene in a show on Amazon called Patriot that's just out of this world. And that's how we discovered him. And then the lead female actress is the great Sophia Bush, who headlined network television shows for years and years and is just a huge kind of force in social media and a huge force in activism and a very, very popular television star. And then
I've got to say, the dudes love her. And the women do. Everybody. She's just so dynamic and beautiful inside and out. So it's pretty incredible.
Now, do you guys go on from when you have something like this that you've been, obviously this isn't just the last 6 months. I mean, you've been working on this for quite a while. Do you have something else already in the works, even before this really kind of hits theaters? I mean, is there something already planned, or do you sit and wait and say, let's see how this works out, then we'll move on? But you don't sit around. Nobody sits around, right? You already started getting into other projects,
absolutely.
Right?
There is no sitting around in Hollywood, buddy.
No, that doesn't exist.
You're spinning about 100 plates at the same time, and you know it's such a difficult thing to pull off. Making any movie is a minor miracle, especially an independent one, and getting it out to theaters is like next level impossible. So in order to do that, you just have to have a lot of projects kind of going on at the same time, and some of them come to fruition and some of them kind of fall to the back burner. And we've got several that we were developing before this, and we have several that we've developed since this.
This has been such a remarkable project because we had, you know, such a buy-in from so many musicians who were really inspired by what Justin was doing. And so a lot of our next projects do still revolve around music as storytelling, mm-hmm. You know, basis for feature films.
Well, you got to say you know, being in Hollywood, you know, you do have to say you miss Austin, both of you, somehow, some way. You miss Austin?
Yeah, of
every
course.
Day, all
okay.
day.
Every day,
sure
all
that.
Day.
Every day, all day, huh?
Yeah,
well,
I mean, we still try and jump back and forth, but I got to tell you, Austin's in our heart always, and you see it all over this movie. We've done
great.
Some screenings in Austin and Dallas this week, some word-of-mouth screenings, and everybody's like, man, it feels so Texas, and it feels
great.
Wonderful to introduce that to the world. You know,
Justin Corsby is here. Allison Smith, very familiar voice on this show from years back, but the movie debuts tonight. And it's been a labor because of COVID, right? I mean, you guys had this at the film festivals last year, and then COVID kind of shut down the theater, so you had to put it on hold. But it's coming back, and I'm assuming you mentioned the lead, you know, Jesse, Michael Dorman's character. I'm assuming he's a singer-songwriter.
You know, it's incredible. You know, we were looking for a needle in a haystack. We needed an actor who could really deliver, you know, a very layered, complex performance. But we also needed a guy who could, you know, play music and sing lights out, you know, because this movie requires that. We weren't going to lip sync this one. You know, there was a high bar. We wanted the music to be authentic and real and not come across as, you know, canned or lip synced. So that was a really tough challenge to find somebody like that. And not to mention, he's also got a shoot pool.
and he does lights out too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I joke around on social media, coming at Tom Cruise, telling him Vincent Loria and The Color of Money, he better watch out because Michael Dorman and Jesse's coming for him.
So,
and I got to tell you, there's some other great cast in there that we don't want to fail to mention. Dermot Mulroney, who people know from like My Best Friend's Wedding and a bunch of rom-coms. He's the exact opposite of that in this movie. And people are...
Transformation. We converted him to a real, real scumbag in this movie. And it's really fun for people to see. People almost don't even recognize him. We've done... the transformation is so deep.
And also RZA from Wu-Tang Clan, you know, an amazing musician who also just loved the idea of music as storytelling and signed on in the movie pretty early on and gives it
good stuff.
A lights out performance.
Yeah, he's amazing. We really vibed over the idea of music as storytelling, and he was as much on board for the role because of the kind of bigger concept and the idea of taking a song and turning it into a movie. And as a guy who went to high school here in the mid-90s, I got to say Wu-Tang Clan forever.
Justin, can you give us a little glimpse of the story? What is the story based on a song, but what are people going to see?
But not too much, okay, babe?
Yeah,
don't give it away.
I like to sum it up as it's about a charismatic but down-on-his-luck troubadour who's living out of cheap motels and making bad decisions.
And those bad decisions are come back to bite him, maybe.
Was any of the filming done here or elsewhere?
We actually shot the film in Los Angeles, and we looked at shooting it here. We looked at shooting it in some of the film rebate states because that's such a popular thing these days. You kind of have to go where the money is. But ultimately, we decided on shooting it in L.A. because a lot of the actors, we're catching them in between big movies and big TV shows. And for a small movie like this, you're more likely to get them if you're kind of shooting in their backyard where they can sleep in their own beds and be with their families on their days off and stuff like that. So it was kind of an advantage that we kind of baked in. It cost us a little bit more to shoot it in LA, but we were able to get just this incredible cast. I mean, we've got Academy Award nominated Eric Roberts in the movie. We've got Melora Walters of Boogie Nights and
Magnolia
and Paul Thomas Anderson kind of movies. And Brian Sack, a great kind of character actor, comedian from The Wolf of Wall Street. And we were able to get this kind of, I'd say, almost star-studded cast for a little movie, you know, in part because we shot in their backyards.
Very cool. So the film is Hard Luck Love Song, and it's at the Arboretum tonight, premiering here in Austin. I know I heard you yesterday talking about you premiered it in Nashville last week at the Americana Music Awards, which is very cool, and it's all built around that whole theme. That had to be quite a treat.
Oh, it was incredible. We called it a music industry sneak peek, and we had, you know, kind of a murderer's row of the top kind of musicians and music execs in Nashville come out. And it was such an honor because this film is such a mix of Texas music that Justin grew up with, and then some, I'll call them Texas musicians who ended up in Nashville because they, you know, they have that roots music feel, not that big Nash Vegas feel that's, you know, a little bit, that's not what this music is. It's much more Americana roots driven. And so, yeah, it was incredible to you know, host them all in Nashville and have them all come out. People like John Prine's wife, Fiona Prine, and Hayes Carl, and Patrick Sweeney, and just incredible to host all of them and have them see the film. And the reaction of watching musicians watch this film was it gave me goosebumps like I had earlier because they really get it. Like they see all the Easter eggs that Justin planted in there for music lovers.
Yeah, there's dozens if not hundreds of kind of music related Easter eggs and Todd Snyder related Easter eggs kind of buried into the movie, and to watch it with that kind of audience who really gets all those kind of little details it's very fun and interesting because they get all the little jokes, the kind of inside references.
You know, the interesting thing was that even though this is definitely a film that speaks to this part of the country and, you know, to the middle of the country, we had like lights out reviews yesterday from LA Times.
Nice.
They loved it. And I mean, that review is just, that guy really gets it. And from Chicago Sometimes, from Richard Roper, who's, you know, kind of the premier film critic out
there. Yeah, he really liked it and encouraged people to go see it. That was quite an honor to see that from old Richard Roper.
There you go. Hey, the movie day premieres tonight at the Arboretum. Justin Corsby, the director. Allison Smith, a longtime friend. She was the producer on this film. And as Justin said, grew up here in Austin and going to see the music of Guy Clark and Jerry Jeff Walker and Lucinda Williams, and now has created this film, which is getting rave reviews. There's also a great write-up in Texas Monthly that I'm looking at right now that you can check out. So Google the film and check it out. How can they be a part of the premiere tonight if they don't already have tickets?
Yeah, there are still a few tickets left. We figure it's probably going to sell out by midday today. So if people are interested, you know, get on there now. You can go to our website, hardlucklovesong.com, and you can get tickets there, or you can go over to Regal Arbor or Fandango, wherever you get your tickets.
And it's the 7 p.m. at the Regal Arbor, and we're going to be there doing, there's going to be a little kind of, I wouldn't call it a red carpet, I'd call it more of like a gravel driveway kind of.
it's a Texas-style red carpet.
Picture kind
that?
Of opportunities. There's going to be some music there. We're going to do a Q&A after the movie, and then we're doing an after party at the Sagebrush, and if you come to the movie, you can kind of... The Sagebrush will be open to the public, but if you come to the movie, there's going to be kind of a special entrance and some specials, and we're going to be hanging out there at the Sagebrush, visiting with people. And I mentioned this: any screening of the movie today can get you into the after party. So,
cool.
If the main screening sells out, grab a ticket to another one and come join us for the after party.
And then tomorrow we jet off to LA and do the whole thing again.
There you go.
In Los Angeles. It's a busy time, man. Well, busy time.
Good times.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Times. I know with COVID it's been a labor of a lot of challenges and hurdles to climb, but the movie is getting rave reviews. It's going to feel like Austin, old Austin, I think it sounds like. Can't wait to see it. Justin Corsby, Allison Smith, thanks so much for being here.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks for having us, guys. This was a really special moment for me.
Oh, well, great to have you back with us and in our new studio, in our new place. And Justin, it's great to meet you. And forever Bowie Bulldogs, okay?
Forever dogs. There's Zay back there.
Forever Bowie
it.
Bulldogs.
Yes.
Check it out. Hard Luck Love Song. Sophia Bush, Michael Dorman, the leads of this critically acclaimed new major motion picture, Allison. There we go. We'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back. Lee Sterling makes picks on the big five games of the week, and we roll on a Friday.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
All right, appreciate it. Back-to-back, Joel Klatt right into our friend Allison Smith and her husband Justin Corsby. The new film, Hard Luck Love Song, is out today nationwide. In theaters today, as they say, Buck. And that's pretty cool. We had fun with her back in the day. And
oh, my goodness.
Used to go on the TV show. What was it called? Two-Minute Warning?
Two-Minute Warning, yeah.
What was it called then? Was it KI? Was it CBS?
I think it was KI at that time, yeah. And it was... That was one of those deals you get up. That's when 7 days a week then we were going on. It was crazy.
Yeah, that
she was
cool.
Fabulous.
She was always great. And now Bob Ballew is holding down the fort up there at CBS Austin.
Bob Ballew?
Bob Ballew.
Nice.
Yeah, same studios though, right there.
Absolutely.
Off Metric. All right. So that was fun. Appreciate her and appreciate Justin. Good luck with that film. It does feel like a very Austin-centric film, because of course Justin is from here, and that's where he got his inspiration to write the script and make the film. And I know they're just giddy as they can be that it's nationwide premiere.
How cool is that?
All over the country. Hard Luck Love Song. Check it out, and we're excited for them. All right, so we're also excited to talk some football. We had Joel Klatt earlier, and look at that. CB, Chris Bennett, already on Twitter, has tweeted at us, which I will retweet. He mentioned first time he got chills listening to Gus Johnson, his play-by-play partner, was here in Austin 7 years ago when Gerard Hurd took off on a long run. We'll play that for you coming up, but CB's already got it for us, so that's good.
Of course. Thank you, CB.
Appreciate Joel
Klatt. Good stuff.
As well. We also appreciate our next guest. He is from ParamountSports.com. He makes picks every Friday at 8:30 on the big games of the week and talk some college football with Lee Sterling. Lee, how are you, bud?
I'm good. I'm real good. So I thought that A&M was going to pull off the upset before the year started against Alabama. I just didn't think it was going to be with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, for sure.
How about that day of football last week, Lee? Oof. I mean, golly, you know, we lived it in Dallas, and then watching that game, I mean, that's right here in the Lone Star State. That was some pretty, even though the Longhorn fans were disappointed, that was fun college football.
It was. That's what college football is all about. It just shows you home field advantage is important. And I think Jimbo learned a lesson. He doesn't need a dual threat quarterback as long as his offensive line can take care of business.
And how about Texas State, Lee, last week?
Yeah.
Texas.
Oh, there was a double dip in there. I mean, the overtime win, that was nice. And let's see if they can make it two in a row against Troy.
Yeah, four overtimes it took. Yeah. And then, Texas State had to get, they were one of the first teams to have to do that two-point conversion deal at the end of overtime. So they won 33-31 over South Alabama, who, by the way, South Alabama won last night. Won last night in college football. Hey, Lee, the games this week, now this is kind of it's a bounce-back Saturday for Texas and Oklahoma after that game on Saturday at the Cotton Bowl. Oklahoma now goes and takes on, faces TCU. And the quarterback debate has been raging this week with Caleb Williams, Spencer Rattler. Is he in? Is he out? What do you make of that game coming up tomorrow, Oklahoma and TCU? Oh, no. Lee? I have to reconnect with Lee Sterling. He's calling us right back.
There he is.
There he is. He must have had a gremlin in the phone line, but we'll get the right back. But, yeah, great weekend of college football. We'll pick that game. We've got Texas and Oklahoma State. We've got the Aggie game at Missouri. But, Lee, now that you're back with us, pick up your thoughts on Oklahoma and TCU tomorrow.
Well, first, let me let you know why we had a little outage here. I think our building might have just got hit by lightning.
Oh, no.
So I'm sitting here with a generator and talking on my cell phone. But there's always got to be a way we get it done, right?
Absolutely. Got to have those picks,
well,
Lee.
Thanks for rolling with us. We got to have those picks. Got to have them.
Yep. All right. What game you want to start with?
Oklahoma TCU.
Okay. So one of the wildest games we've ever seen last weekend. And, I mean, the year before was amazing. You know, just the wrong end for Texas fans here. I think we're going to see Caleb Williams start. And it's going to be interesting to see how Spencer Rattler handles it. If he's smart, he handles it like Jalen Hurts did. What he does is he handles it like a man. He sticks it out, team first. And if you want to transfer, leave at the end of the year. But, you know, look what happened to Jalen Hurts. He ends up being a second-round pick. He's a starter in the NFL. I just don't know if he's going to be able to do the right thing here. Now, TCU's defense is terrible. But their offense behind Max Duggan might be good enough to hang around here. They're converting over 55% of their third down conversions. If OU's smart, they give you a large dose of Kennedy Brooks here. They give him the ball 25, 30 times, try to keep that TCU offense off the field. I think TCU's going to come to play here. I mean, they've lost six straight to OU. I just can't lay two touchdowns in Oklahoma here. I think Oklahoma wins 47-43, but I'm taking the 13.5 in TCU.
Right, Lee, the big game that we'll be looking at 11 a.m. again.
Four in a row
In Austin, Texas. But that's all right. The team gets up, and they're ready to go early. Texas versus Oklahoma State. How do you think about this game, Lee?
Yeah, the Cowboys haven't faced any top-tier teams, but they have held all five opponents to 23 points or less. No team has run for 125 yards on them or passed for more than 250. You're not going to see many guys. They might not have anyone drafted in the top three or four rounds. But they, you know, they're team first and, you know, just wear the horns after that meltdown. I think they're going to score here some, but five of the last six games in this series have been decided by 3-3, 3-6. And the 7-point game was in overtime here. Oklahoma State plays better on the road, 11-4 run on the road. I think it's another tight one. I'm calling for Oklahoma State to pull off the upset, 30-27.
That will be a sour Saturday in the ATX.
Oh, my back.
What about the Aggies, Lee? What about Texas A&M after that thrilling upset of Alabama rushing the field? They got fined $100,000, but now they have to go play Missouri. And Missouri's been a pretty bad football team this year, especially on the defensive side of the ball. What do we make of that one?
The worst run defense I've seen in Division I football in maybe a decade. I mean, they gave up 188 on the ground last week to North Texas, who's not a runner. 458 to Tennessee the week before that. They even gave up to 294 to Southeast Missouri State. I didn't know Southeast Missouri State had a football team here. So, Tigers just tells you how bad things are. Just look at a team's spread record. Tells you usually what's going on. They're 0-8 the last eight games. Make it 0-9. Texas A&M, big here. 48-24.
Ooh.
Yeah, I watched that game. Missouri played Tennessee, and Tennessee scored like every time they got the ball. Like, yeah. It was just unbelievable. And Tennessee isn't all that good. They don't stop anybody at Missouri right now. Buck, you've got the first NFL
game. Yeah, for sure. The Chargers and the Ravens. The Ravens had a fantastic game last week. The Chargers had a fantastic game last week, and they shall meet in the middle. So this is going to be an interesting game to me, Lee. The Chargers' young quarterback, obviously the Ravens' quarterback, this should be something really special.
I agree. And these two guys might be fighting it out for the NFL MVP. The problem here for Baltimore, I mean, what do they have on offense besides Lamar Jackson and tight end Mark Andrews? Nothing. And you want to watch a great safety, watch Derwin James. He is big, strong, fast, instinctive. I think he'll hold Andrews to 3, 4, 5 catches. He's not going to have 10, 12 catches in this game here. And Baltimore missing 3 of their top 4 defensive backs here. I'm going to keep riding the Superchargers here, 28-24.
Yeah, Herbert's playing at a really high level and a lot of weapons to throw to, and no one ever talks about Austin Eckler. He's just a really, really good running back who gobbles up yards out of the backfield and on the ground. That will be a great game. And the Cowboys are going to New England, Lee, and typically, and rarely is Bill Belichick a home underdog, but he is this week with the Cowboys coming to town, and it's more than a field goal. It's 3.5, 4. This is a big spot for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott's playing great. Defense is opportunistic. What do we make of it?
Yeah, and this Patriots team, I mean, they're just trying, they try to muck up the game here. They like to throw underneath. Took a field goal with 15 seconds left just to nip the Texans 25-22. So, you know, Houston had a kicker miss a field goal in that game and 2 extra points. It's all about offense with the Cowboys here. Number 1 in total yards, number 2 and scoring at 34 points a game. I mean, if you take away the running game, they got receivers. Now they've got tight ends here. Offensive lines coming together. Dak, top 5 quarterback in the NFL. I'm going to keep riding Dallas, 31-17.
Yeah, if Missouri's the haven't covered a spread, Cowboys haven't lost one. They're 5-0 so far against the number, and Lee likes them again. If you tuned in the middle, Lee likes Oklahoma, but TCU to keep it close. Likes Oklahoma State in an upset here in Austin. Superchargers over Baltimore, Cowboys over New England, and the Aggies roll past Missouri. Lee, what's the game of the week, and how can folks get to you this weekend?
Game of the week, Iowa State and Kansas State. Iowa State's looking to get back on a roll. Kansas State, always tough at home. We find out if they can pull the upset. You want to get the game, just call 800-400-9741. What a roll we've been on. Another great year in football, another winning week last week. If you're not already on board for football, not October, we call it Locktober, you can get this. How about 3 weeks of games, just $247 on our phone service. Or if you do basketball and hockey started on Tuesday. NBA starts this coming Tuesday. We're number 1 in the world in hockey. NBA season, we had over 30 more wins than losses last year. You want to hop on board. Normally it's $2,500 for both sports. Use coupon code SAVE1000, lowest price ever. Both sports go through June 2022, just $1,500. Use coupon code SAVE100. And it's ParamountSports.com. And check out the new website. You know, let's say there's another game you want to see me break down and predict. Some big ones going off on Saturday, like Georgia and Kentucky. Also got Michigan State undefeated. Michigan State, they take on Indiana, undefeated Cincinnati. They take on UCF and also in the NFL, Seattle and Pittsburgh and Kansas City and Washington. Check out those free pick videos, ParamountSports.com.
There it is. Lee, appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Hope you're okay with the lightning strike, man. Everything good there?
Be careful there, buddy.
The power just came back on, so I think we'll be okay. I don't know about the other end of the building, but my end's okay. I'm going to go check it out as soon as I get off.
Have a great weekend, Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Be safe over there. Looks like down there in Miami, a little morning storm blowing through. We've had a storm of guests, a lot of great conversations, but Buck, what do you make of that? He likes Oklahoma State to win the game. I know you're on the other side of that most of the week. Cowboys do have a very good defense. Oklahoma State, speaking of.
I'm not going to be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid. Not at all.
Okay. Don't be afraid.
They have Spencer Sanders. That's who they have on their team. Give me a little wind blowing out there and watch some overthrows.
I will say that I did watch them. I can remember coming in on Monday. I stayed up late to watch them play Boise State. And it was a dreadful game. I mean, it was a really bad football game.
Yeah.
I mean, the game ended 21-20. Oak State won it. They held on. But the second half of the game was almost unwatchable. The two offenses were so bad. Once, you know, Boise got a hold of Jalen Tyson, the running back, and tried to corral him, then no one could move. No one could get first downs in the game. And that becomes the question. But the question for Texas fans is, can they tackle this week?
Yeah.
Can they press the line of scrimmage? Can they hold down a running game?
Yeah, I know we got to go, but what Joel Klatt said is that whole bend but don't break deal, all you do is gather up numbers against yourself, and then you end up getting tired.
Well,
got to go get a team. They got to go get this group. I mean, the guy's still the quarterback there. I don't care how much they want to run. They got no dynamic wide receivers. Get up to the line of scrimmage. Get in their face, you know. Get yourself on them and make tackles at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's my only fear. If they can stop the run, they'll win this game. But if the run problems and the run fits and not being in the right gaps and those things continue, then it could be a long day. Because I don't think this is not a defense at Oklahoma State you're just going to go up and down the field on.
You come up with this lame defense, the same thing over and over again, you're going to lose, and you deserve to lose if that's what you're doing tomorrow.
All right, 11 a.m., Texas and Oak State. Longhorns a 4.5, 5-point favorite in this game. Lee likes the Cowboys side of that. Also likes TCU to keep it close against the Sooners. Chargers, Cowboys, and Aggies also to cover this weekend. That's Lee Sterling. We'll come back. Load up the Blitz. It's a Friday Blitz, your last time to shine this week. It's only as good as you make it. Blitz is next.
Where you get that from? Did someone tell you that? Did someone tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just the gossip. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Whatever you're doing this weekend, do it with a nice cold Bud Light, the world's favorite light beer. Come see Rod Babers and myself down at the Texas Tail Garden, 17th and San Jacinto. We'll be there tomorrow from 7 to 10. We'll be doing our part of the pregame show live from there. Bucky and Chad, of course, will be holding it down at Bevo Boulevard. They'll throw it to us each hour, and we'll talk some football and have a nice cold Bud Light with you. That's early. Kegs and eggs, though. Kegs and eggs. Got to get it going.
It's been that way for a couple weeks.
Get that big crowd, big recruiting weekend, big game for the Longhorns. They've got a big opportunity to drop, you know, bounce back and put themselves back into the conversation with the Big 12. But got to win tomorrow. Got to defend home field. And we'll start tomorrow at Texas Tail Garden. Bucky will be over with a pullover on for sure. Maybe even a light jacket for you tomorrow at Bevo Boulevard, because it's going to be in the high 40s.
Yeah, it's going to be hoodie day.
Hoodie day?
Hoodie day. So maybe a stocking cap, too. Old people get really cold easily.
Okay. So we've been reporting on this story, speaking of Bud Lights and liking to have a cocktail or two. We've been the team telling you for a long time that the Queen, you know, the Queen, Queen Elizabeth.
She stopped drinking?
She's a day drinker, right? Like, she likes to have her drinks at lunch and drink in the evening, or little martinis.
Swimming down martinis.
She's 95 years old, and Queen Elizabeth's long time been a day drinker. But according to this report, People Magazine, saying that she's been advised by her doctors to cut it out.
Oh, yeah, 95? Yeah, right. I'd be like, yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever.
Kiss my grits, Alex.
Yeah,
come on.
Whatever.
Right. I've been doing this 95 years.
Now is the time to stop.
I mean, what's
going to live to be 95 more? Come
like,
on now.
Like, she was the queen when, like, Winston Churchill.
Yes.
I mean, she's been here this long, and now you're going to tell me I can't have my nightly martini?
Get out of town with that.
That's like the lady that, you know, get out of town with that crazy nonsense.
Come on.
I'm good. I'm 95.
Yeah, you're barely able to tell me I can't drink milkshakes right now. I'm just 67, you know. You shouldn't have any more milkshakes. No donuts and hamburgers. Oh, no, we're going to have that stuff.
But you are lactose intolerant.
Yeah, and I felt the pain last night, too.
Oh, you did get the bubble guts?
I had a little bit of the bubbles, but, you know, well, my wife sleeps really, really well. So when I let it go, I let it go. Just me and my stench. How's that?
Your stench.
Yes.
Oh, man, you were... The Dutch oven was in full effect last night?
It doesn't bother her. Once she sleeps, she's out. Maybe I've been knocking around, never thought of that.
Hey, we just had Justin and Allison in here with their new major motion picture, the film Hard Luck Love Song, which debuts in motion in theaters all across the country today. Did you know that there are movie sets that you can visit, like as tourist attractions? I want to ask you about some of these to see if you'd want to go see it. Would you ever want to go to the, in Evans City, Pennsylvania, you can go to the cemetery in Night of the Living Dead.
I'm going to pass on that.
Come on.
Nope.
You could also go to the steps that Father Damien Karras falls down in The Exorcist.
Oh, you know hell no to that.
No?
I don't even go down the same aisle where the Ouija board is. I go all the way back around. I'm not going to that place.
It's just a board game. Gas station in 74 is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I think
it's Bastrop, Texas.
I can handle that one, yes.
Okay. You can also go to the Myers House in the original Halloween in South Pasadena, California.
Only if Jamie Lee's in there and she's dressed like she did in True Lies.
Oh, when she was married to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes. I'd go. Back in that day.
1980, the film Friday the 13th. You can still, as a tourist, see the Crystal Lake Diner.
No.
It was in that movie. It was in Blairstown, New Jersey.
No, I'm going to pass on that.
And you know a movie I never saw? Apparently you can go to the same forest where they filmed the Blair Witch Project.
That was like out in the woods, wasn't it?
Out in Maryland. Yeah, oh yeah. Big time in the woods. I don't think I ever saw it, though. Because I heard from somebody that it'll make you sick, and I get motion sickness pretty easily. I'm like, I don't want to.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show, only if I can wear my fishnet pantyhose.
Now, yes, you can go to the castle in the Rocky Horror
Only if I can wear my outfit.
So in the 70s, you used to do that, get dressed up and go
on
see
Friday
that?
Nights?
Yeah.
At midnight? Of course. I had the fishnets on.
Like,
kidding me?
Like pantyhose?
Friday nights. Rocky Horror Picture Show, midnight showing, of course. Didn't miss that.
One other that you can visit is the Schoolhouse from the Birds.
No, I don't like that either, no.
Bodega, California.
Nope. No, not that one.
I think the last one I would want to see is the Exorcist spot. I really do.
Yeah, that would be all the others, I could take a chance. That one, there's no chance.
And somebody mentioned the Texas Chainsaw Massacre gas station is a barbecue joint.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Yeah, barbecue joint now in Bastrop. And in the original house out there, like in Pflugerville, where they filmed that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's some information.
Somebody said, Bucky, the black person always dies. Thank you very much.
Always.
Not in Get Out.
Always. Look at that. The lines are lit. It must be Friday. Let's let them loose.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Here you go, first Blitzer, you're up.
What's up, you bunch of dumbass
daggies? Is that it? That's all?
That's it? Next Blitzer, you're
that's
up.
All we got?
Oh, my. What was the little hesitation beeper there? Oh, Tala, what's happening? Yeah, man.
Happy Friday, El Blanco y el Azul. At least it only reminds me of Barry, dude, with picks. I'm taking the horns, dude. Planning a 50-burger comeback special, dude. I'm also going to take the Cowboy dude celebrating at the Boston Tea Party, Toto.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, I got a note from BetUS that Barry wants to come back on with us.
Bring him on. Bring on Barry. Next Blitzer, you're up.
You sober up first.
Yeah, Longhorns get a huge victory tomorrow. They're going to send the Cowboys back down to hell with T-Boone Pickens.
Wow.
T-Boone's in hell?
How do you know he's
in
hell? Oh, it's not nice. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, dumbass Aggie guy. How's that ass taste?
No, gee. Next Blitzer, you're up.
This is Roberto Kraft, Mr. Ground and Pound. With a reminder for Coach Sark, you have the best running back on the field, so use them.
Use them or lose them. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Buggy B.
What's up?
Hey, remember when we used to take each other's fishnets off? This is Jimmy from Bethlehem.
Oh, your roommate?
Come on, man.
Jack Tripper?
Wow. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, when Hurd ran that in, I got goosebumps too, until the kicker missed the extra point.
Oh, that was the worst. That was such a letdown.
Oh, that hurt a lot, too.
Who was that kicker that missed that kick? That was 7 years ago. Texas was going to force overtime, and everybody was going crazy.
Don't tell me it was my guy from Texas Orthopedics, Chris Stockton.
And then
he
missed the extra point, and the game ended. You're like, oh.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, if you see one of them dumbass Aggies, ask him if he needs a glass of water. They ain't won a championship in 23 years, one in the Big 12, and they ain't seen nothing since Southwest Conference.
Wow.
Get that dumbass Aggie a glass of water.
A glass of water. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, man, do you think Sark's wife is going to dress him in silk pajamas this weekend?
That's not funny. Forgot about that. Next Blitzer, you're up.
It is 8:55 a.m. We lost the game, but OU still sucks.
Thank you very much. Next Blitzer, you're up.
The first team to 200 yards rushing will win the game.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Oh!
That's a good one. Never thought of it that way.
You do realize... You're into stats. Stats are for losers. But they do tell you that in Oklahoma's two Big 12 games against Kansas State and Baylor, they've outgained those two teams 2-1. 2-1. They beat Baylor 24-14, but their own turnovers hurt them. But they gained, let me get you this number, bud. This is something to be wary of. They gained 413 yards in that game. Baylor didn't even gain 300 yards. They had like 260 total yards in that football game. And then against Kansas State, who at the time was a ranked football team at 25th, they beat them 31-20 and outgained them. This is pretty substantial. Yeah, it was like 460. Yeah, under 300 yards. 2-1 almost. So
they're playing some D now.
Now, Texas is a different animal offensively, but they've got to be on point. Yeah, the K-State game was 481-260 in total yards. It was not close. We'll continue to preview it. Also, we'll preview the LCS's ANN. The National League Series now set with the Dodgers and Braves. Astros, Red Sox. How big a loss is Lance McCullers? Oh, boy. It's B&E on the horn.